Decommissioning a nuclear power plant is a complex undertaking under the best of circumstances. Even more so when the plant is located in the same building as the facility that provides heat and backup power to Fort Greely.
We have to work very closely with the installation as well as with the privatized utility to make sure that we're not interfering with their ability to provide utilities to the installation and the mission. But we also need to make sure that we can achieve our mission.
Project manager Brenda Barber says isolating and removing some or all of the old SM1A components from the area next to the steam heat facility, which the nuke plant once powered, is one of the thornier problems that'll have to be overcome during the decommissioning project.
There will be a lot of complicated decisions that need to be made, a lot of collaboration that's going to be required. And trying to separate those two systems, which were originally designed to be together.
The Army hooked up diesel-fired boilers to the post's district heating system after it shut down the SM-1A in 1972. A few years ago, the Army privatized the steam heat plant, and it's now operated by Doyon Utilities. So the project will have to include provisions to ensure the safety of the steam heat plant workers as they keep it operating while work is underway on the SM-1A.
Our key point is going to be health and safety of both, you know, the occupational workers for our staff as well as the staff on the installation and the public as a whole.
Hans Honnerlaw is a health physicist with the Corps, and he says an important part of the preliminary planning now underway includes determining how much of the SM-1A can be safely removed without creating a risk to human health from exposure to radiation.
The goal is for it to be out of here. And the goal is to reduce the risk. Now, could I say every atom's going to be gone? No, we're going to reduce the risk to a level that is going to be more acceptable.
Barber says the decommissioning plan that's now being developed will address those complexities. She expects that plan to be completed in 2021, and she says the Corps hopes to begin soliciting for a project contractor the following year. She estimates the project will be done in 2027, but she couldn't estimate how much the project will cost because there are so many unknowns. She says a project to decommission a similar nuclear power plant was estimated to cost $34.6 million.
Unfortunately, due to the challenges and the complexity of that work, that contract price doubled, and that contract is sitting at $66.4 million right now, and we're hopeful we can finish for that.
Barber says the Corps has begun market research on potential contractors capable of doing the main project and others to do subcontract work and other possible projects that may be done separately, such as construction of a man camp to accommodate workers.
It allows us to understand if there are Native Alaskan companies, if there are what we call 8A companies, small business. We will look for opportunities where smaller businesses could take advantage of finite pieces of the work.
Barber says the project also will include designating the SM-1A an historic property. She says artifacts that were buried with the reactor in 1973 will be returned to post officials, and she says the federal government will work with the Alaska State Historic Preservation Office to help preserve the story of the SM-1A, Alaska's first and so far only nuclear power plant. At Fort Greely, I'm Tim Ellis.